Episode 1038, There Is No Right or Wrong.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week because it is a brand new day and it is Mindset Monday. It is time to clear the cobwebs. It's time to settle down and really begin to understand what might be holding you back from what you really want, because there is no right or wrong. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I pray your weekend was really a relaxing one. I hope you actually took some time to celebrate and honor our veterans. Here in the U.S., it was Veterans Day over the weekend on Saturday, and we did activities. If you turned on the sports of any kind, they honored vets, and that's so important. And we don't give enough time nor gratitude by simply extending our thanks to people who have gone before us and who fight for what we believe in as a country. So no matter where you live around the world, be sure you honor those who serve your values in your country. Now, like I mentioned before, it is Mindset Monday. And I got to tell you, it has been a wild weekend. It was my daughter's last final hurrah on stage. Yes, she is a senior this year in high school. And they had their last musical. And I got to tell you, I was okay till the very last one. And I started to get really teary-eyed. And my youngest was like, come on, Mom, really? Are you serious? Why are you crying? It wasn't that the show was so wonderful, out of this world, that I was crying tears of joy. Yet it was good. And it wasn't that it was necessarily coming to an end. It was just the whole idea of what's next? What's next? And I think in our lives, we get to that point where we say, what's next? We've done this, we've done that. This has worked and this hasn't worked. What's next? In our life sometimes, though, we have to understand that we have to be problem solvers. And as a problem solver, there is no right or wrong. You can get through life successfully many different ways. When you get stumped and your mind begins to waver, how do you get yourself on track? There is no right or wrong. But, and it's a big, but that's not how we were taught, nor how we teach. Our parents taught us that there is a right and a wrong. We are taught how to do things. Expectations are expressed, and sometimes quite loudly. I'm raising my hand. I can be quite loud. And we then begin to solidify our beliefs. That all happens at a very, very young, impressionable age. And as we get older, our curiosity and reason to understand grows. Our mindset capabilities continue to become hardwired the more we experience both the good and the bad. Think about a hot stove. We have either been taught that a stove is hot. We've been told over and over again by our parents, people who see us and you know, if we have the opportunity to be around a hot stove, they're like, do not touch this, it's hot. I say that now all the time to my children. By the way, and even to my husband, I just put this pan and took this pan off the stove. The stove's hot, the pan's hot. We say this all the time because we don't want anybody to get hurt. Or with this hot stove, we've actually experienced it ourselves. Ouch! We've touched it or come close to it. Maybe actually getting burned. Unfortunately, my brother had a circumstance with that. I was just a wee thing, and he was enough to be toddling around. And in a blink of an eye, my mom left the oven door down. I think it was my mom. Honestly, I was too young to really remember. And the story, well, it doesn't matter who left it down. But what matters here is that my brother went and laid his arms down on the oven door. Yeah, he definitely learned by experience that it was hot. He had horrible burns that took months of healing and scarred him. We learn by experiences. We grow. We create beliefs from what we do. This all sets up what? Our mindset. Consequences would have it, there is a right or wrong. At least that's what we see, right? A hot stove, we lay our arms on it. Ow, it's hot. We're taught it's hot. We touch the side of a pan that was sitting on the stove and we know, ouch, it's a little bit warm. We learn by experiences. We learn by what is being told to us repetitively over and over and over again. However, today is a new day. We're going to bust through the myth because there is no right or wrong. I know, scratch your head, it's okay. It is Monday. You may be a little bit confused. Now, don't alert your children. As a parent, there is a right or wrong. And that's for another episode. But as you apply it to mindset, there is no right or wrong, just different. Just different. You know, having 5 children, you tend to put on some weight over the years. It was easy. And I can remember committing to multiple times to various weight loss techniques and programs. Some worked, some didn't. There was no right or wrong. They just either did or didn't work. Whether it was I was following the program right, maybe it was the season in my life, whatever the reason, it just didn't work for me. Well, finally, when life came to a screeching halt, I figured out what did work for me. There's no right or wrong, just different. When you get stuck, hit a brick wall, when you don't succeed like you expected, what is your reaction? And more importantly, how is your little voice responding? You know that little voice. That little voice that says, I told you so. You just weren't good enough. You're just not worth it. You're not gonna, grow up to be anything. Your mama was right. Whatever it was, it's most of the time negative. Very rarely do we hear this little sweet voice that says, do you remember that one time then you were just awesome? You were a star on the stage. And you outshined everybody. That's not a little voice that we hear in our heads. It's all the, I'm not good enough. What are you telling yourself about your failure? Because we tell ourselves a lot of secrets. But the one that sticks to us, you can't do it. You can't do it. But I'm here to tell you, there's no right or wrong. You just have to write a new direction. That's your kiss. The Keep It Simple strategy. Write a new direction. What right intention tackles your expectation? Write a new direction. It's not easy, but it's something we all can do and one that we really need to look at seriously because that little voice that keeps telling you all these secrets that I'm not good enough, it's time to kick him to the curb. It's time to get rid of it because you've got dreams. God has a purpose for you. And if you sit here and listen to this little voice who you don't need to be listening to just because of what happened in the past, it's in the past. You learned from it. Great. Move on. Pick up your bags and move on. It's all right. You got to write a new direction. So let's break this down a little bit so we understand it. Number one, know what doesn't work well. Your failures are going to tell you that. So celebrate them. No, probably not take out an ad in the newspaper that says, yes, I failed my promotion. I didn't get it. Okay, that might be a little bit too much. But with your failures, look through them, look at them, analyze them, reflect upon them and say, wow, I learned this. And I can glean this from that experience. Oh, wait, and then there was this over here. And oh my gosh, I never thought of it that way. Know what doesn't work well. Number two, look at your options. Remember way back when we were being taught there is a right or wrong? We were being told that there's only one way. Your life is not a one-way street. The only one way about it is, are you moving backwards or forwards? It's up to you to write a new direction. Look at your options. What do you have? And then number three, write a new direction. And when I say write, it's W-R-I-T-E, write. Because yes, I want you to physically write it down. Pen to paper. It does a lot. does a lot for the mind. When I work on my notes, when I am writing for, whether it's a publication, if I'm writing for my clients, if I'm writing for the podcast, if I'm writing for our YouTube channel, I take it pen to paper. Oh yes, I can use my computer. I can use my little phone if I'm sitting somewhere, but you know what? Ultimately, that pen to paper does so much more. Studies behind it. So write a new direction. And also the word write, W-R-I-T-E, stands for this, and it's a question that you need to ask yourself. What right intention tackles your expectation? And if you want to reflect upon yourself, then say, what right intention tackles my expectation? You want to do something, that means you're setting an expectation. If you want to succeed at something, that means you are setting an expectation of the direction that you want to go. So what correct or right, R-I-G-H-T, intention is going to tackle that expectation? What's going to get you to where you want to go? Not that little voice that says, you're not good enough. Because you are good enough. You're absolutely, positively more than good enough. So now's the time to write a new direction. Maybe you want some help with this. It's not easy to write. Whether it's to do right or to actually physically write, to pen to paper. It's hard to figure out life. And by golly, I do not have it all figured out. But I have learned a lot of tools and strategies along the way, and I would love to share them with you. Not necessarily in secret, but specific to your situation. So I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. It's a free coaching call with me. I promise you, I don't bite. I sound just like I am, unless I have the sniffles or something, or if I've been yelling at the children too much, which that sometimes happens, not as much anymore. They are older. Thank goodness. I made it through the toddler stages. But even when they get older and they're in college, sometimes you think they've gone back to the toddler stages. Okay, that's for another episode. But I have that free gift for you. It's a coaching call, a way for you to experience what it's like to be coached. Most of us out there have no idea what a coach can do and how a coach can impact our life. Click on that link and that will give you the opportunity. It's free. It's my gift to you. Write a new direction. It's not about your wrongs. It's about what you write. Every moment that you have in a day is a new opportunity to make an impact. Live, love, impact. Every day is a new page in your book, and you have the opportunity to write it. Or you can sit back and listen to the little voice that says, I'm not good enough, but you are good enough. And it starts today. It starts today with a grateful heart. You ready to write a new direction? What right intention tackles your expectation? Nothing feels better than success, achievement. We all want that in our life. It feels good, and we all have successes, but I know you have more that you want to achieve. Remember, there's no right or wrong, just different, because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.